The president meets with the governors once a year. Every president does this, usually in February. It's through the National Governors Association. Democrat and Republican were in a private room with him at the White House. No press. After they kicked the press out after a few minutes. I asked him a question. I said, Mr. President, you know, you're so worried about rising student debt, rightfully. And I said, you know, you've bragged about the power of the pen and the phone. There's something you could do about this. I said, without spending any more government money, what if you broke up the accrediting monopolies? Because you're limiting competition in higher education. And another governor asked a similar question on health care. What if you gave states more flexibilities? Behind closed doors, there are a lot of Democratic governors. I think that they wouldn't say this publicly. They would say, look, if you took away the red tape and bureaucracy, you could cut 10-15%, and I could run these programs more efficiently, whether it's Medicaid or these other programs. Listen to the arrogance of the president's answer. Now, he's talking to a room full of governors, Democrats and not just Republicans, Democrats. He goes to me and to the other governor, well, if we did that, he said there would be people dying in the streets. They wouldn't get the health care they need. And there would be students getting ripped off because they wouldn't get the education they need. So what he is basically saying is, you guys, these states, you aren't smart enough. The same people elected you that elected me, but for some reason, y'all aren't smart enough to do this. You need the federal government to protect you from yourselves.